have some fun.
Hey, welcome back
to a podcast about nothing with V
and AZ.
I love how that rhymes.
Does it?
I mean, maybe.
Z. Oh, yeah, true. Because it's the same ending sound.
You learned something.
Yeah, just like I know that no word rhymes with orange.
Porridge.
Okay, porridge. You are funny. So, welcome back.
Is it serious?
It is serious, but we got sound effects.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, sorry. I'm not going to. If you hear anything weird.
Like in just in the middle randomly, just know that AD.
I have discovered the buttons. I have the keys.
She about to push the buttons. We just about to hear some stuff. So good luck, everybody.
Good luck. It's okay. It's going to be like 90s sitcom vibes.
Yo, she's dying laughing.
Okay, it's not that funny, but.
All right.
So today's episode is fun, actually. It's serious because for the children, but. It's going
to
be fun.
Y'all know, y'all, you were not supposed to be playing these songs at the cookout.
Right. So V calls me the other day. Well, let me tell you. She is infamous for leaving voicemails with songs. She's singing. Like, Apple can actually transcribe her voicemails. So I can read them and notice that it's like she's talking crazy. So it's funny. But so she calls me the other day and she's singing Kelly Price.
It's not Kelly Price. I'm singing the Shirley Murdock version.
Well, shout out to Murdock, but I'm thinking Price. If the price is right, it just might. But I was thinking of the Kelly Price version. She was singing As We Lay. Now, if you know that song.
Well, okay. As We Lay. I never thought of the song like this. So she calls me back. Yes, she calls me back, and I answer the phone, and I sing, "It's morning, sunlight shines across your sleeping face." And she said, and she's a hoe in that song. And I'm like, oh, what?
It took me a while to realize it, but if you didn't know, please, where are the lyrics? We need to find the lyrics.
It happened. Now we can't turn back the hands of time. And then it goes to, we forgot to face one simple thing. We both belong
to someone else.
Oh, she's, but is she the homewrecker or is he the homewrecker? They both are trifling.
The home is wrecked.
All on of both homes.
Your apartment and your townhouse is wrecked. Like, the home is messed up. Because why are you guys there? Why do you have that much time? And why are people singing this song like it's a gospel song?
Okay. Yo, everything's given. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to see if I can find.
For real.
The recording of us singing it at my aunt's house Thanksgiving back in the day. And all the cousins, my mom, my sister, I mean, singing the song like they going home to Jesus.
No, seriously, though. But I didn't realize it took me until probably a couple of years ago to really listen.
It took me to 2 days ago.
Because how do you listen to songs when you first hear them? Like, I've always been one of those people, like, how does it make me feel? Like, I don't listen to the words when I first hear a song. People are like, oh, that was hard. Like, how do you know? Like, you're listening too deep. Like, you're trying to listen to the words. I listen to the beat. I listen to how it makes me
the
feel.
Beat
yeah,
makes you feel.
Like, I don't really care about the words. And if you have, like, a catchy hook, it can get me, whether it's fast or slow. But I don't really listen to the words. So it took me until a couple of years ago, even though I've known this song forever.
Yeah, I knew 2 days ago that she was a hoe.
And she had to think about it, too. Like, it happened.
Yo, I was like, damn. And, you know, I pulled it up.
And had to read the lyrics.
So what's another song?
So, well, today we're going to talk about basically the songs that we remember from our childhood that we weren't supposed to be listening to. Or
songs that weren't supposed to be played at the cookout.
That too.
Because, like, yo.
It's always the songs that you are around your family listening to, and you listen to by yourself, like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I shouldn't have been listening to this.
You're making it hard for me.
Baby, don't stop. I get so excited. That's my song, though.
Yo, my mom called me one time and was like, oh, you know that song? You making it hard for me. I was like, yes. And she was like, ooh, what? Who sings that? That's my song. I was like, Mom, sing the lyrics. She was like, oh. Oh, no. And then she proceeded to, you're making it hard.
Seriously, people didn't know. And it's so funny because every time I remember, like, a family function, everybody's like, oh, dance to this song. Oh, giving you dollars. Ah. I'm like,
they was what? Raising strippers.
Right. What is going on in this household? Seriously. There's a lot of songs like that, though.
LL Cool J.
Oh, doing it? It's the first time together and I really got a For real, LL Cool J was my jam. I should have never. And it's so funny because you really don't realize until you get older and you're out and you're like, why do I know all the lyrics?
Doing it because your parents played it. Right,
your parents played it and let you listen to it. Knew what you were singing. Ooh, excuse me. Knew what you were singing, but...
Sorry, y'all. We in a new studio. And
oh, I wish I could see.
We don't know how to act.
We don't know how to act.
We got, like, microphones and stuff and headphones.
We got microphones. V can actually hear this time.
I know, because she be hogging the headphones.
She be like, you want the headphones?
Oh, man. I'm so psyched.
Yeah, this is really nice, though. They got styrofoam in the walls.
Ooh, sound foam.
Sound foam in the... Oh, we're professionals.
We're professionals.
They have... what are these?
Pop filters.
Pop filters for the microphones. Because, yeah, like I stated before, have you ever seen a church microphone? They need guards. They need guards.
You said they stink.
Yeah, they do, too.
Who is smelling the church microphone?
Okay, but didn't I walk in here and sniff this one? I'm not talking into it. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
You can hear both of us clearly.
Clearly. All right. And we have sound effects, but okay.
All right, so, Cisco.
Baby. Dun, 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 dun.
I like it when I bet go.
This one is for Mo because she knew. She's always been
that was frisky. Quick too.
She went, oh no, the thong song.
And
the
every
thong song.
Your grandma was singing that song.
But no, seriously though, it was lit. And the video too. And I think that's what introduced me to most of the songs that I wasn't supposed to be listening to. That BET and Cut stuff. Them late night
nasty. Nasty. All the girls in the pool with thongs, they know they cold as hell. Okay?
For real.
Y'all cold.
And it's so funny. We talk about people today, but y'all was thong, 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 thong. I like it when it be gone. Dun, 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 dun. Baby, make your booty go.
All right, let's get into it. Adina Howard.
That was my girl. It's so weird because her songs were actually catchy.
All of her songs.
All of her songs. What was... No. I'm going to be a freak all day until... When did that song come out?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I was like 3.
Oh. Adina Howard.
It had to be old because by the time... what's that other song? T-shirt.
Okay, so... T-shirt and my panties on, or T-shirt and no panties on.
Wait, what did she say?
I think she said a T-shirt and my panties on.
T-shirt and my panties on.
Wait, what was the song you were singing earlier?
Oh, my nasty grind.
I don't know that song.
She had a video. That was my thing. It's just music videos. I didn't really listen to that song, but I remember it, though.
I don't remember that song at all.
Yeah, I remember that song, but...
You know what? You need a supervision.
But it doesn't make any sense because I'm not like, it's so funny because I just like slow songs. Like, I'm not like an overly like, pervert.
You like a true R&B?
What
she mean?
Yeah. Like, dead ass. That's what I like. Like, I like slow, really. Like, I can listen to some real melancholy music. People are like, you crying over there. No, I'm not. Like, I just like slow songs.
Freak Like Me?
Mm-hmm. That was the first one.
95.
Oh.
95. It's
alive. Mind Your Business. Like,
yo, she was singing that as a 3-0.
I was, what, 4 or 5? 4. I was 4 in 95.
I'm
gonna be a mean girl. You look at kind of care. Like,
I was minding your business.
I was. She's not my 9 years old.
Khalees.
Oh.
My milkshake brings all the boys. My milkshake
brings all the boys in the yard. Where were you at when this song came out?
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people had their milkshakes bringing boys to the yards because I was in, what, middle school when this song came out? And we had a whole performance, step performance to this song, like bringing the boys to the yard with the milkshakes. Very highly inappropriate.
What?
Yep. I didn't mind, though. It was fun.
Your step teacher did that?
Yeah. Oh. Because the step was actually decent. You know what wasn't decent, though?
What?
When I actually had to dance, we had to dance the Dipset. I don't care what song, I don't care what it was. Anything Dipset is just inappropriate to
me. You went to a black school?
No, that's the thing. Like, it was very interracial.
Oh,
like,
wow.
For real. Like, we were dancing to Dipset. Do it till you feel something hard in your back. Dancing to that part of the song and everything.
No, you were not.
I put it on everything.
Oh, moving on.
I said, you know what?
Missy Elliott.
Is it worth it? Did you work it? I put my thing down. I feel like a lot of her songs were inappropriate, but she was distracting because her music videos were so, like, lit.
And the beats were so fun.
Yeah. She had a lot of fun songs. But I don't find myself listening to Missy Elliott, though, a lot. What? But no, Minuteman, I like that video because Niecy, which is, I forgot her name.
Who?
From Oisha.
Oh, yeah.
She was in it, so I like that video. But I don't, that was the only song I really thought about the words, and I kind of knew what they meant at the time.
Work It lyrics.
Is it worth it? Oh, read the, is it your friend name to me?
It's you from a different room, yeah.
Yeah.
If read you got that. A big,
let me search it. Wait, read that part. I want to know what she says.
Well, I know she says something about go down and eat it like a vulture.
Is that this song?
Work It?
I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know. Yeah, she did.
Yeah. What? Like...
Dang, you can hear everything.
What are you pouring in, bitch?
Right. You got to sneeze. I can hear it coming up your throat. Like, oh, what you drinking, B?
It's not coffee, but it is brown.
We're going to call it black coffee.
Ooh, speaking of. Okay, we'll go into that next. Yin Yang Twins.
Pause. The fact that Mo got so hype on the phone, like, about these damn Yin Yang Twins, she said, ah, yup.
Yo.
That video was inappropriate for the age group, but that skeeting and Little John and that whole era with the, that's what they shouldn't have played at the cookout.
What?
To the windows, to the walls.
Oh, to the sweat drop down my balls. Oh, for
right. That's what they shouldn't have played at the cookout.
And what's crazy, oh, sorry.
See, we're not used to these nice things.
Oh, sorry, Zeddy. What's crazy is that they said it so nice and clear. Now yeah. When you listen to music, it was like,
what the hell did he just say?
Baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, V walked in here. I don't know the name of the song.
What?
But when we pulled up in the parking lot together.
Baby.
Right. We pulled into the parking lot together.
Quality it's control.
It's the baby and Lil Baby song together. I don't know the name of the song.
Baby.
And she looked so lost when I tell you. She was like, wait, what did he say? I couldn't even help you. I understand Da Baby, but Lil Baby, that's a different story.
Oh, poor things. Like, I wonder if they have, like, speech impediments. What? I'm not being funny. Maybe they do.
Who has a speech impediment, though?
All of them.
Not all of them. I can understand Da Baby. Lil Jon Jon.
But, like, when Lil Jon was like, to the sweat, drop down my balls. Make all these females crawl. Like,
is that a speech impediment, though?
No, he was clear. That's what I'm saying.
Are we supposed to say we do not own the rights to this music for this stuff? Something about his baby mother in Atlanta.
And they catching him with jury. Like, dog, is it jury duty or the jury? Like, what is it? It did. Where? I'm a baby. Like, what? Somebody's jury.
Did you say jury?
That's what I say. Catch him with jury. That's what they say, right? Sound like catch him with jury.
Bye, B.
I'm just saying.
You are funny. That's going to have to be a segment for another day. Because there's a lot of those.
What the hell did he just say?
What the hell did he just say? Seriously. Even when you turn on the radio nowadays, it's just like a...
7-7-7. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing.
That's how I keep my Shazam on auto. Ain't no point.
We need to have a... What is it? Is it Genius? Where you can go look up the lyrics?
Yeah. They were explaining their lyrics on YouTube.
Yeah, they need to explain something to me. Lil Jon. Oh, yeah.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Get low.
Seriously, every school dance, I guess that was the era though. Every school dance that I went to, every time I participated in school activities, that song was being played.
Yeah, what are you getting low
to? To the windows, to the wall. And then you get in trouble for dancing to the song. Like, are you serious?
After they done played it for you.
What?
After they played. Oh, this for Mo.
Hey, jagger.
Hey. Yep. Go Mo.
Yep. Seriously.
We do not own the rights to music.
That's the fine print, if right. You didn't know.
The band at the end. Right. Christina Aguilera.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
Gotta run me the right way. What was that whispering song?
All of them. Oh, you talking about, hey, little mama, let me whisper in.
Who was that?
Union Twins.
Didn't David Banner do one too, though?
Oh, that was David Banner.
Yeah.
Come, I'm trying to kiss me. I want to see a show. What? He was a weirdo to me.
Don't you ever.
He looked good.
He smells like the finest of cognac.
He looks good. Like, he's a very attractive man, but he made weird songs. Like, why are you breathing that hard into the microphone?
You know who else breathes a lot? And I think I probably said this on quite a few episodes, but Idris Elba, I just don't find him attractive at all.
Are you hating?
No, he just talks with all his sinus infections. Y'all ever watch The Wire?
Yeah, but I don't remember him. That's when I was into Tristan Wilde. So I didn't really... He maybe probably was trying to get his American accent together.
Look, get it together before you come on. The camera. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like there's some other hidden gems with you, because we usually hear with the attraction levels. But what's going on?
Idris, though, he breathes too hard.
He ain't that fond of me either, but I'm just saying.
Oh, see? Look.
No, I'm just... But it's not because of the breath, though.
50 can get it, though. He a freak, dude.
Okay, stay on that side. Okay.
What?
Keep the boundaries. Don't talk about my man.
He don't even know you.
Okay.
He don't even like
it's you. Me, him, and Cuban Link.
He has the magic stick.
Oh, that's a song I shouldn't have been listening to.
And you were dancing into it.
And I know all the words.
Dancing it to it.
Dancing it to it. No, seriously. And I know all the words. That's ridiculous.
Lollipop.
I feel like a lot of people made songs about candy. Candy shop.
My kids aren't allowed to eat lollipops anymore. Fuck that. All right, so y'all.
No blow pops for the kids?
No. Forget it. We're done.
Don't do Cooper and his potty treats, okay?
Right.
Don't do him.
I want baby in the pot. I get a lollipop? No.
Like, you get old.
Lil Wayne, I'm ruining it for you. NSYNC.
Oh.
I don't know this song. But I also I wasn't an NSYNC fan.
You're bugging. What were you, Backstreet Boys?
No, I honestly didn't
like. Everybody liked the white group. What was yours?
None.
Beatles?
What? Who the hell? Oh.
Everybody had a white group.
Niggas got jokes.
Wait, no. That's not
y'all. Okay. I like the Monkees.
Okay, bye.
You don't know the Monkees?
I've heard of them before, but I don't
know. Monkees, better stop mugging around. They had a show, too.
Okay. Oh. That's different. What year was this?
I mean, I was a little girl. Okay, the song that I wasn't allowed to sing. I wasn't allowed to sing Marvin Gaye songs. Let's Get It On.
Oh!
Or Sexual Healing. I actually got in trouble for singing Sexual Healing.
That's because it's Sexual Healing.
I mean, I was feeling it at 5 on top of the table, dancing.
Okay, see, that's why you got in trouble. You think it's because of the song. You was on top of the table dancing.
I mean... Long pause.
Right. That should tell you something.
All right. Any R. Kelly song, we're not even going to go there.
We've discussed him. Refer back to episode 2.
No, that was 1. Who's to blame?
Or 1. Yeah. It's just depressing. Isn't he still in jail? Kudos to him. Thank you for the career. We're over it.
They played it at a wedding I was at this weekend.
What, Step in the Name of Love?
Yeah. And I was out there stepping.
That's the only song I feel like I can accept. Like, okay, step, step, left to right, spin around, cha-cha, slide now, y'all. Like, turn it off. I'm over it.
My neck. My back. And my crack. Ew. Oh, shoot.
But she got a pinch. No, all of her music is vulgar, though. And I feel like parents who let their children sing that song knew what it was. That's y'all fault at this point. It ain't even mine anymore.
Look him. All of them.
I mean, like, yeah, all of them. Her features, her regular songs, her slow songs, her fast songs. Like
her radio songs.
Her radio songs.
You couldn't even bleep out half the stuff. Like, you know what? Just forget
it. But the thing about it is, Lil' Kim was like the bomb, though.
She was.
She was the bomb. It was just vulgar.
Yeah, I think, I don't know another female artist before her that made it. Well, Idina Howard was before her, but.
But she wasn't, I feel like it's because she was doing something that females weren't doing at the time. People weren't rapping like her at the time.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
People weren't rapping vulgar. If they were, they were trying to stand with the best. She wasn't trying to stand with the boys. She could flow like the boys, but she wasn't trying to rap like them.
She made you know that she was in her own lane.
In her own lane. So when you had people like MC Light, Yo-Yo, and all those other people.
They didn't rap vulgar, though.
They didn't rap vulgar, but they were keeping up with the dudes. Yeah. Like, I got flow. Like, I don't need, but she made up her, she had her own, like, I'm a rapper of what I know about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to keep up with y'all. I can flow, yeah. But. That's the Queen Bee. The original Beehive.
Hold on, wait. There's another part. Hold on. Nah, but seriously, like, yeah, she definitely
she
is
didn't
here.
Yeah, she didn't try to keep up, but she set her bar with that.
She did. Definitely the original.
Yeah.
In that lane.
I give it to her. Because, you know, you had your little sneaky little R&B singer singing about all that vulgar. Mary Jane Girls, when I tell you, they were blasting that in the...
What'd they sing about?
What?
Mary Jane.
Something's got me so excited, baby.
What got you excited?
Right. What the
feeling? Old freaks.
Old freaks. Old hoes. That's what you call them.
Old hoes.
Old hoes. But no, seriously, if you listen back to the lyrics on that song, that's like the old school version of Girls Need Love Too.
Seriously. What is that?
Summer Walker. You've heard it on the radio. If you heard everything else, you've heard that song.
Recently?
Yes. If you've heard everything else that you shazammed on the radio, you've I can guarantee you've heard that song too.
Hitting Meanings. Let's get into it.
Y'all want to know what we discovered? This is actually kind of sad because I thought this song was about me.
Yo, she was in here like, ooh, I'm brown sugar.
Right. I'm like, oh, I tell everybody because they like describe your skin tone because I'm not like, you know, dark chocolate. I always say I'm milk chocolate, but when I seen brown sugar, I'm like, that's it. Like, I'm brown, just brown, 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 brown. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I have a theme song. Lo and behold.
Wasn't talking about you at all.
He wasn't talking about me at all. That song is about a whole J. Talking about weed. Like, brown I ain't mad at babe. You. I ain't gonna lie to you. But brown sugar, babe. I get high on your love. I'm like, I'm thinking, ooh, I want some of my brown sugar. It didn't hit me until the second verse.
What's the second verse?
I don't recall. But he said something about he would hit it, hope his bro. Okay, let's see. Play the song. I want to hear the song. Y'all need to hear it, because it's ridiculous.
Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off your love, don't know how to behave.
I want some of y'all. And then the song was short as if he was high writing. Like, look, I ain't got time.
Like, over it.
Right. I don't even have time.
But I can tell you, though, now that we know it's about weed, it's genius.
I promise you I'm about to be jamming. On the way home, play with me.
Oh. What you about to do?
You mad? Because it's 12 minutes. Brown sugar.
I guess high off your love, don't know how to behave.
Okay, what did he say? Hold on, wait.
Oh.
I promise you these lyrics look different from early.
Are they?
I don't know. We can listen to the song.
Brown sugar.
Y'all, this is, I feel bamboozled.
We do not own the rights to this song.
We don't. He's still asleep. It took him like 2 minutes to get to the second verse. Listen to this, y'all. Wait. I want some of your brown sugar. Now you want some more. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I think y'all hit brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love. Why were you getting high and not talking about me?
What? I'm mad. You said I'm down for a Minaj. But I'm hope, about to hit it solo.
I hope my niggas don't mind.
Damn.
Like, I understand the vibe.
She even has a sister.
You could have told me. I would have been there. Roll up. Match me.
By the name of Chocolate Tie.
Who smoked that?
Mm. You, damn.
I ain't smoking no That's chocolate crazy. Tie. You done made it to the songs. I ain't smoking that.
Oh, that must be some. Ooh wee!
Right. That bamboozled me. Yeah. I can honestly say, like, and it's so funny because, like I said, this is a perfect example of me not listening to the lyrics.
You need to listen.
And I'm just thinking.
The thing is, Brown, I know every word,
if
though.
You think about it, Brown Sugar, that song came off of the movie. With Sanaa Lathan and what's his name? Tay Diggs?
I've never seen that movie.
Wow. Well, grow up.
Right. Macarena, ding ding ding
ding. Hey, Macarena. Hi. Like, okay. Maybe it's just us. We're not Afro Latinos.
What was that song about? A girl cheating on She's her boyfriend. Oh. She was cheating on her boyfriend with two dudes at the same time, right?
Yeah, and we over here just want to make it to Olympics.
Planning all the elementary school dances.
All of them. 1 through 5.
Damn.
K through 6. For real. Like, dang, all of them, we just... Cheating on no boyfriends with our niggas on the side.
Oh my gosh.
Like, for real? Are you serious?
And I
jumping to the left. Like, no. This is not okay.
Damn.
This is not okay. Think about what your children listen to, people. Y'all better just, I think by the time I start having kids, I'm just going to play instrumentals. Y'all make up your own words. Period.
Doodle Brown.
Dude, y'all ain't gonna hear none of that. Y'all just gonna hear the beat.
I mean, you gotta teach them the classics. Those are gonna, oh, all these I'm are not oldies
Doodle
now.
Browning.
Doodle Brown.
Doodle Browning my kids.
Stop. Oh my, nah. Like, huh? On the car. They get
me. Are there songs that you're gonna make sure your children know?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
All the Biggie songs, all the Pac songs, all the Eminem
you
songs.
You act like you from Brooklyn.
All 50 songs.
50 Cent.
That was ice.
That's disrespectful.
Why?
Cause you trying to be cute.
What? Cause of the ice?
No, teaching them all 50 Cent songs. They don't need to know his songs.
Why? That is not so bad.
They don't need to know his songs. Don't be having my kids singing
50 Cent. Let me tell you. Oh, okay. I bet you nobody's thinking about this. Bob's Burgers.
That show is inappropriate. First of all.
No. What's the name is inappropriate?
What?
Not American. Family Guy.
Oh, that. Well, we've known that, though.
But.
That's been inappropriate. We've been laughing about that for years.
We have.
Bob's Burgers is really inappropriate, but it's so funny.
It is.
It might as well be up there with Big Mouth.
Or Rick and Morty. Or Morty.
I don't watch them. Big Mouth is a good show to just get through for me. You always send me the good shows on Bob's Burgers that I can watch.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers reminds us of our family. And they're going to remain nameless. Yo, Bob's Burgers, because when you everybody knows a Bob,
right?
Everybody knows the kids, and everybody knows someone that's like the mom. I think I'm probably more like the mom than anybody I know.
She's fun.
She is. She's always
come on, guys.
She's always singing. She's always doing something that's like. Off the wall that she probably shouldn't do and she knows she can't do. Like, the Christmas gift she was trying to make everybody scarves. He was like, are you going to finish those in 2 days? And she was like, yeah, it's nothing to it. And she, yeah, she was so slow. And then he got it really quick and she was pissed. Yeah. definitely in my life. Shut up. Why are you laughing so hard?
Because if you see if you see Bob's Burgers, it's true. It's true.
It's just like our family.
That's right. Funny. Oh. You guys, leave us a voicemail.
On
Anchor. Anchor. Anchor.fm/apocalypse.
Are you sure that's it?
.fm? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Check your stats. Check your stats.
Why isn't the 3 on my phone working? Check your stats.
You got the iPhone 11?
No. Oh. I wish. Because it has 8 cameras.
Close up. Back up.
Don't be saying iPhone. Oh. You got the phone 11?
You got the spaceship 11? That's essentially what it is.
That is what it is.
Really?
All right.
But leave us a voicemail.
Please do.
On anchor.fm/apocalypseaboutnothing. /APAN/ reporting live from my new podcast room.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
It's nice in here. If you heard a lot of like clicking and stuff, it's because we're not used to this stuff.
I know. We're in here drinking drinks.
We're not used to this type of equipment. So my hand kept hitting the microphone and stuff, but I appreciate you guys for listening. It wasn't that bad. Deal with me. Help me out. We're only gonna get better, I promise you.
Ooh, it's like we're starting over.
Almost, because we're on a new level. So we're starting at the bottom of the new level. Ooh. Ew, you see how I did that?
Get on my level.
Oh, get on my level. You can never ever. Get on my level.
All right. She really is just pressing buttons.
Like, we're going to figure it out, because I promise you, we're going to get it right. It's going to be like Martin up in here. Live audience.
Ooh.
Since y'all ain't clapping, we'll clap for ourselves.
Refreshing. All right. Well, it's been real. Thank you for chilling with us.
Let us know what you think. Like, comment, subscribe to our channel.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, we're really doing things.
Press the link below.
We ain't got no links.
I'm going to send it to you.
What's the link?
I'm listening to y'all. All
right. And we out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Love y'all.